This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue our series in Tefillah. This series is sponsored by a good friend in Los Angeles, Rav Betzalel Rose, Lili Nishmas's brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak. So we're going to discuss an interesting inyan today. Some of the details of the brachas of refuah, because we make two brachas of refuah every day when we use the facility, which is a great refuah, because for a person to carry around their waste, whether their uric acid or their excrement, could be toxic for the body, and the ability to release that is a great refuah for a person. And we make the bracha, Asher Yatzar Sa'adam Mechachma, Baruch Ata Hashem Reifecha Basar Mafli La'asois. And every day we say the bracha in Shemana Esrei. The eighth bracha of Shemana Esrei, we say Rifa'inu. And the question is, why do we need these two different brachos? But let's see the Mishnah Berurah on the top of your sheet first. The Mishnah Berurah comments, Amlei Birech Berchas Alei Kai Neshama. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you did not make the blessing of Alei Kai Neshama Ad Achar Shehispalo Shemana Esrei, if you didn't make Alei Kai Neshama until after we daven Shemana Esrei, you don't make it again after Shemana Esrei. In other words, let's say a person woke up in the morning and he forgot to say Elikai Neshama, but he already davened Shemana Esrei. So then after Shemana Esrei, you can no longer say Elikai Neshama. The reason is, Shekivan Shekvar Omar Mechaye Hamesim. Once you already said the second bracha of Shemana Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye Hamesim, it's similar to Machzir Neshamos Lefgar Amesim. So to speak, it covers that bracha. It's going to cover that bracha of Hamachzir Neshamos Lefgar Amesim. In other words, the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Lekeinu Malchelam Mechaye Amesim, will cover Elekai Neshama. That is the opinion of the Pri Chadash. But Uvachare Tshuva, Mefakvek Ma'oid Bedinze. The Shari Tshuva questions this. The Shari Tshuva says, just because one said Mechaye Amesim, that doesn't necessarily cover Elekai Neshama. Umasik, the conclusion of the Shari Tshuva is, the Al Kaponim, the Eish Amar Baruch Berchas Mechaye Amesim Hoya Bedaito Levarach Elekai Neshama Achar Tefillah Rashay Achar Kach Levarach. The Shari Tshuva says, you know what? If you have in mind when you say Mechaye Amesim that you don't want to be Yoytzei Elekai Neshama, and you still want to be able to make that bracha after Shemana Esrei, you're allowed to look in the Shari Tshuva for the reason, and the Prima Gadim is Mashma the same. In other words, we have a very big machloikas. Whether the second bracha of Shemana Esrei, of Mechaye Hamesim, could cover the bracha of Elekai Neshama. The Pri Chadash says it does cover it, and the Shari Tshuva questions that. And certainly, if you have in mind that it shouldn't cover it, it doesn't. This is what is cited in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Vav. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Nun Beis of Katan Tes he discusses the following. Look in two. V'ayin b'pri chadash shekasav degam berchas alekai neshama lo yoymar achar atfila. If you look in the Pri Chadash, he says that Elekai Neshama you don't say after davening Shekvar Yatzer Berchas Mechaye Amesim. But look in the Pri Megadim that he writes that from the Rama it's not Mashna that way. And the Maimer Mordechai argues, and the Shari Tshuva says, Mestama you're not Yotze. And from the Bir Agrotz Mashma you're not Yotze. But Lechatchila, to be Yotze Lekulei Alma, meaning if you already began davening Shemana Esrei, and you forgot Elekai Neshama, have in mind in the bracha v'nemanata that you don't want to be yoytzei Elekai Neshama, and this way you'll be able to say Elekai Neshama. This way, according to everyone, va'oz l'kuleyama yivarchena achar atfila, because it's true, brachos don't need kavana, but if you have negative kavana, then you won't be covered. In other words, we have a great dilemma. We have two brachos that are almost identical. We have Elekai Neshama and we have Mechaye Hamesim. And we have a shaila, if you forgot to say Elekai Neshama, could you say it after the Shemana Esrei? The Pri Chadash says you can't. Other Achronim say you can. And therefore, what's recommended by the Mishnah Berurah is have in mind you don't want Mechaye Amesim to cover Eloikai Neshama. Now, a similar question could be raised with the following. What if somebody went to the bathroom? Now, what if somebody goes to the bathroom in the middle of the davening? Let's say middle of the Berachas Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in number 3, Hitel Mayim, if somebody had to urinate, Lo Yivarech Asher Yatzar. He should not make an Asher Yatzar. Rak Yitel Yadav. He should wash his hands. Ulachar Tfilo Yivarech and make the Asher Yatzar after davening. So the question is, why? Why are you allowed to make the Asher Yatzar after davening? Why don't we say the same way Mechaye Hamesim covers Elikai Neshama? So too, why don't we say that the same way Mechaye Hamesim covers Elikai Neshama, so too the Bracha of Rifa'inu should cover Asher Yatzar? Meaning, just like Tchiyas HaMesim is a bracha very similar to Elikai Neshama, and we say it would cover it, unless you have specific negative kavana, why don't we say that, let's say someone goes to the bathroom, if they didn't make an Asher Yatzar, which they're not able to during the Berachas Kriya Shema, why don't we say that when they say Rifa'inu, that Rifa'inu will cover the Asher Yatzar? But clearly we don't say that. Clearly the Mishnah Berurah paskens that if someone goes to the bathroom in the middle of the Berachas Kriya Shema, what they're going to do is they're going to just wash their hands, daven Shemayna Esrei, and then say an Asher Yatzar after. Why don't we say the Rifa'inu covers it? So this is a very interesting shaila. This is a question that Rav Chaim Berlin had discussed, and this is cited in the Tshuvas of the Yitzitz Eliezer, Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, one of the Gedolei HaPosekim of the last generation. This is in Shalsa Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Dalet. He says, Hagoyin Baal Nesivas HaMishpa B'derech Chayim Poisek. The Nesivas in the Sefer Derech Chayim Paskins, Im Hito Mayim Bein HaProkim, that if somebody urinates between the various chapters of the Berachas Kriya Shema, Lo Yivarech Asher Yatzar, he should not make an Asher Yatzar, Rak Yitol Yadav, he should wash his hands. Ulachar Atfila Yivarech Asher Yatzar. And after davening, he should make an Asher Yatzar. V'stamoy Livsoik Kamoisai. And many Achroinim have paskin like the Nesivas HaMishpat, namely the Meskeres HaShulchan and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaye Adam, that their opinion is the Chaye Adam even holds you don't make an Asher Yatzar by Pesuka Dezimra. However, I saw, says the Tzitz Eliezer of Haloim, Ra'isi b'Sefer B'nei Levi, I saw in the Sefer B'nei Levi of Rabbi Yeruchim HaLevi, Simen Hei, Deshada Narga B'etzem Hach Dina. They threw an arrow in this din, Sheyuch Levarach Asher Yatzar Achat Tefila, meaning they questioned this din. Why should you say be able to say Asher Yatzar after davening? The Bnei Levi says, "Ulafi ani es daiti sha'achar tefila lo yivarech Asher Yatzar," because you're already yotze with Rifa'inu. Based on the psak of the Pri Chadash, that if you didn't say Elikai Neshama before davening, you don't say it after davening. So if you don't say Asher Yatzar before davening, you shouldn't be able to say it because you're yotze l'chayru with Rifa'inu, just like you're yotze Elikai Neshama with Mechaya Mesim, you should be yotze Asher Yatzar with Rifa'inu. However, says the Tzitz Eliezer, he vehemently disagrees, and I believe he gives 3 reasons why he disagrees with this halacha. And in while learning these 3 reasons, we're going to learn about the power of these 2 brachos, Asher Yatzar and Rifa'inu, and how in fact they're very different from each other. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, la'achar ha'ion, after analysis, nir la'fi aniyaz daiti, she'em b'zeh b'chdei la'arar ha'halacha ha'mekubelas. that this is not enough to challenge the accepted halacha, that we don't find anyone challenging this Mishnah Brura and this Darach HaChayim. That you shouldn't be able to say Asher Yatzeh after davening. Unless a half hour passed, and there is a shaila whether after a half hour you could still make an Asher Yatzeh. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, in my opinion, this is not a good analogy. The fact that Tchiyas HaMeisim covers Kain Neshama is not a good analogy that Rifa'inu should cover Asher Yatzeh. Reishis Gamal Dino Dar Prichadash Gufik Kamo Alei Oiren. The first thing is, not everybody agrees with the Prichadash that you can't say Alei Kain Neshama after davening. Look in the Maimer Mordechai. Look in the Shari Tshuva. Look in the Mishnah Brura. Many Achroinim say you could say Alei Kain Neshama after davening. So even if you're going to say like the Prichadash that you shouldn't do it, but even in that case it's not so pashut. So let's leave the Prichadash's Chiddush to his case. Number two, one who looks in the Prichadash will see is that his halacha is based on the Yushalmi, which says that l'chadchila, when you wake up from your sleep, you should say Mechaye HaMesim. Meaning like this. The Yushalmi says, you don't even say Elei Kai Neshama. You know what bracha you're supposed to say in the morning according to Yushalmi? Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Mechaye HaMesim. And that's what they apparently would say instead of Elei Kai Neshama. So from there, the Prichadash derives that the bracha Mechaye HaMesim is very similar to Machzir Neshama, because really the bracha of Elei Kai Neshama should have been Mechaye HaMesim. It's just when we don't do that anymore. Our custom is we have more of a flowery nusach. We say like kainu shamash nasata bi tohiriyat tavrasa toyitzarta tenafachta bi. But we see from the Yushalmi that the principal core of that bracha is mechaye amisim. So that's exactly what you're saying in the second bracha of Shemana Esrei. But in our situation, when we're dealing with Asher Yatzar and Rifa'inu, we don't have any indication that they're the same bracha. So therefore, why should we apply it? Thirdly, the bracha of Alei Kai Neshama and the bracha of Mechaye HaMesim are both mi birchos hashvach. Alei Kai Neshama is a praise, and Baruch Atah Hashem is the second bracha of Shemana Esrei. We know the first three brachas of Shemana Esrei are praises. But when it comes to Asher Yatzar and Baruch Rufa'inu, they're not similar. Asher Yatzar is a Berchus HaShvach. Rufa'inu is not a Berchus HaShvach. Rufa'inu is a Bakasha. Can you be Yotzei Asher Yatzar by saying Rufa'inu? Asher Yatzar is a Bracha of praise, and Rufa'inu is a Bracha of request. So therefore, since these Brachas are fundamentally different, just because Tchiyas HaMesim will cover Elei Kai Neshama, that's because they are both the same kind of bracha. But Asher Yatzeh and Rufa'inu are a different kind of bracha. Another argument. And this is very important. We're in Ois Dalet now. Va'oid ba shlishia, another idea. Harishayna birchas Asher Yatzar, harehi birchas Hashvach, al klalas yitziras hamin ha'anushi. The bracha of Asher Yatzar is a bracha of praise on the entirety and the general creation of mankind. Think about what we say in Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar es ha'adam. We say man. Which man? Man includes all the Chinese, all the people in Wuhan, all the Italians, all the Iranians, all the Americans. It includes all of mankind. Asher Yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. And the end of the bracha is Roifei chol basar u'mafli la'asais. But Rifa'inu is referring to Klal Yisrael. Rifa'inu speaks about Klal Yisrael alone. It begins Rifa'inu, heal us. The chasima is Roifei chole amo Yisrael. So therefore, how is it possible to say that you could be yoytze the Berachas HaShvach that includes a praise for all of mankind in a different bracha that is specifically referring to Klali? So in other words, these are two separate brachos. The bracha of Asher Yatzar is a blessing of thanking Hashem for the healing of mankind and the creation of mankind. And Rafa'inu is a special bracha that the Ribbono Shel Olam heals Yidden. Now, interesting, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan, who questions that the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that if you didn't say the bracha of Matir Asurim, when you say in Mechal Kel Chayim Mechesed Mechayim Esim Racham Ram Mesomich Nevim Brevchalom Umater Asurim, you're also Yoytze. You're Yoytze the Bracha Mater Asurim, and then maybe you can't make that Bracha anymore. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, I don't understand how you could have that suffix. You're not saying any Psichas HaBracha for Mater Asurim in the Bracha Mechayim Esim, and you're not saying any Chasima, you just say the words Mater Asurim. So the Tzitz Eliezer questions how you could be yotze the bracha Matir Asurim just by saying the two words Matir Asurim in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Furthermore, the bottom paragraph, V'loy zubelvad, Elo gam zois, that tchunasa shel ha-psicha v'chein ha-chasima me'in ha-psicha, shoinim heim legamri zemizah. The openings and closing of these two respective brachas are very different from each other. When we talk about Asher Yatzar, the psicha is b'chachma. We talk about the chachma of man's creation. Also, the chasima, we say mafli la'asos. But when we talk about rifa'inu, we're asking, we're not talking about the wonder of creation, the wisdom of creation, the profundity of creation. We're asking God to heal us. We say Rifa'enu, and then we say Roife Chobasar. And we don't even mention the Chachma of Rifua and the Chachma of the Bria. So how could you be Yoytze Asher Yatzar by saying Rifa'enu? Rifa'enu is only for Yidden. Asher Yatzar is for all mankind. Rifa'enu, we don't mention God's wisdom and His profundity and His miraculous ability. And then the Tzitz Eliezer sort of concludes citing a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And this is something that Reb Chaim Berlin quotes as showing the difference between Rifa'enu and Asher Yatzar, and the difference between the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam heals Yidden and the way He heals the Umay Sa'ilam. We have a Gemara, this is on page 2, number 5. Amar le Zunin le Rabbi Akiva. Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, Libi v'libcha yodea d'avodas kacham les be mishasha. My heart and your heart know that Avodah Zarah is immaterial. I v'haka chazinon gavri da'azli kimitavri va'asi kimitzamdi. But we know people start off before their Avodah Zarah. They're broken limbs, and when they come out of their Avodah Zarah, they're healed. You know, it's like in the South, people, you know, they declare their allegiance to the Mamzer, and all of a sudden they have a refuah. So, but we know that Avodah Zarah is nothing, yet it seems to be have efficacy. My taima, why is that? Amar lai. So Rabbi Akiva said like this, Em shalachal mashal ma'adav adayma. Let me give you the following parable. La'adam ne'eman shahaya be'ir. There is a erstwhile person in the city. Everyone would deposit by him without witnesses. Uba adam echad ve'hifkid loy be'idim, and somebody came and gave it to him with edim. Pam echad shachach. One time, the person who would deposit with edim forgot ve'hifkid atzloy shloy be'idim, and he gave a deposit without edim. Amar lo ishtoi. So the wife said, "Boy, let's deny it." Meaning he forgot to deposit by us with Edim. Amar la. So the guard said, "Because this fool acted improperly and didn't deposit with Edim, we should also lose our trust? Afkach, so to this. Yisurin, Afkach Yisurin. B'shosha Meshagrin Oysam Al Adam. When God sends difficulty on a person, Mashbiyin Oysan, God makes the Yisurim take an oath, Shalai Telchul Elabiyoim Pliny, that they're not going to leave until such and such a date. V'loi Tetsu, and they won't go out, meaning they won't come until a certain date, and they won't leave only on a certain date. Uvesha Plainis, and at a certain time. V'alyidei Plaini, and through a certain person. V'alyidei Sam Plaini, and through a certain medication. Meaning every Yisurim is programmed and takes an oath. It will come at a certain day, and it won't leave until a certain day, and a certain time, and through a certain doctor, and through a certain medication. Kivan she gives manan latzeis. Now, when the time arrives for the Yisurim to leave, halach zeh lebeis avodes koychavim, this guy, he goes to his house of idolatry. Amru Yisurin, so the Yisurin says to God, God, I don't want to leave. He's going to think it's the avodah zarah. Dinu shalai neitzrei. And God then turns to the Yisurim and says, V'chi, b'nei sheshoyta zeh, oysa shalai kagin, just because this fool acted improperly, anu noved shvuasenu, you should abandon your oath. V'hainu da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Mai dechsev, v'chaloyim ro'em v'ne'emanim, sicknesses are evil and faithful. They're evil in their mission, and they're faithful to their oath. They swore they would leave at a certain time, and just because somebody may mistakenly think that, it's avodah zarah, they're still going to leave. Well, look in the final paragraph in number 6 from the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, as a conclusion, I'm going to mention what I saw a while ago, a wondrous biur from Hagon Rav Chaim Berlin in the Koivitz Drushim. In the fourth Chayveres, on the difference in the text that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila formulated between Asher Yatzar and Rufa'inu. Based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Yisurim are programmed to come at a certain time, leave at a certain time, and they don't go away until they are programmed to go away, but when they are programmed to go away, they will leave despite somebody mistakenly think that it's attributed to some avodah zarah. Well, says the Tzitz Eliezer, we're now on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, the 14th line. V'hine kol ha-hanhaga hazois, this whole practice. Shehin ha-kadosh baruch hu yisbarach shemai liyos ha-yisur ne'emanim b'shvu asam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has made the Yisurim faithful in their oath. Shelo yetzu ad yom plenty, that they're not going to leave until a certain time. Kol zehu al yidei hanhagas hateva, this is all natural. Meaning avada, Yisurim will not leave until they're naturally supposed to leave, and God make them take an oath that they won't leave until that time, not earlier, not later. But of course, someone who is zoicha to have hashkacha lamalam in hateva, we know the Ribbono Shel Olam will come and heal a person and remove the Yisurim even before they're supposed to leave. Avol mi shezocha liyos mushkach me'akadosh baruch hu sonu zoicha, to be overseen by God Himself, b'hanhaga nisus, in a miraculous way, l'malam in ha'teva, olav amar ha'kadosh baruch hu, about him ha'kadosh baruch hu says, b'tayrasai, im shamaya tishma l'koil Hashem, if you will listen carefully to the voice of Hashem your God, v'hayashar be'inav tasa, v'azanta l'mitzvaysav, v'shamarta kol chukav, kol amachal asher samti b'mitzrayim, lo yosem alecha, ki ani Hashem roifecha. U'memelo kivin sh'akadosh baruch hu v'atzma yisbar shema yeh roife, if God is the doctor, memelo yirapei av koidem azman, then you could be healed even before the time the Yisurim is supposed to leave. So these, says the Tzitz Eliezer, quoting Reb Chaim Berlin, this is the difference between the two brachos. When we say Asher Yatzar, we say Hashem heals all flesh. That's in the natural way. When does God heal? That the Yisurim will leave on the day that it swore to leave. And the Yisurim will be faithful in their oath. But when we say Rafa'inu, Choismin, Roife, Choile, Ama Yisrael. When we say Rafa'inu, we're going to end off. Hashem heals his people Israel. God heals them while they're still sick. God could heal someone before it is time for the oath of the Yisurim to compel them to leave. Meaning the Yisurim is compelled to leave at a certain time naturally. But supernaturally, if Hashem comes in and uses his medical plan, so he will come and heal earlier. And therefore we say, in Refa'inu, we say, Kikel melech roife ne'eman v'rachamanata. Ne'eman, when you heal us, when you allow the Yisurim to leave, when the Shvuah compels them to leave. Rachaman, we are merciful to make the Yisurim leave even before the Shvuah. And this is similar to the chasima of Roife, Choile, Amoy, Yisrael. Even if based on the Shvuah, it's not time for it to leave yet, and a person should still be sick, Hashem will be merachim. So far we've given many reasons why, even if a person forgot to make an Asher Yatzar, they could still say it after Shemoneh Esrei. First of all, the din of the Pri Chadash, that after Mechaye HaMesim, you cannot say Elokei Neshama, is not unanimously held. Secondly, the reason for that din is because really Elokei Neshama principally is exactly the same as Tchiyas HaMesim. Thirdly, they're both Berchas HaShvach as opposed to Refa'inu, which is a Bakasha. Fourthly, Asher Yatzar is speaking about the healing of mankind in general. Adam b'chachma, kol basar, Refa'inu is Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, Asher Yatzar is talking about the wisdom and wonder of creation, while Refa'inu, we don't talk about that. And furthermore, Asher Yatzar is talking about the natural healing process, which is Yisurim take an oath that they will leave at a certain time. But that's for the Umay Sa'ilam. But for Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam could display extra Hashgacha Pratis, and if he does so, the Ribbono Shel Olam could bring healing even quicker. Well, the final paragraph of the Tzitzel Yezer, he says, Baha Nachisna Uvaha Salikna, we began with this, and we'll ascend with this, that Rifa'inu is a completely different bracha than the bracha of Asher Yatzar in its nature, in its opening, in its closing, and you're not Yotzer Asher Yatzar with Refa'inu. And Refa'inu is designated for Klal Yisrael, Am Karoivai, who are Mekayim the Mitzvahs. After all, we know, amazingly, from the Gemara Megillah Daf Yizayin Amud Beis, why is Refa'inu the eighth bracha? So Rav Acha says, because Mila, which was given on the eighth day, needs a refuah. Furthermore, the Torah says Rifa'inu has 27 words, connected the 27 psukim in the Mila. And the 27 words in the Pasuk, Vayoyimim Shamaya Tishma Koshim Ani Hashem Reifecha. So here we see that the whole bracha of Rifa'inu is centered and connected to Mila, is connected to Torah. So it's a special refuah. It's Roifei Choilei Amal Yisrael. There's a special refuah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Klal Yisrael. It's a different refuah entirely than what the Umay Sa'olam have. We could add that we say every day in the Bracha of Yotzer Ar, Lo'el Bar Nimasidan Le'olach Adamim Zmir 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 Zmir. If you look, what number praises that? Let's take a look. We say, Payal Gevura is 1, Oysa Chadash is 2, Baal Melchama is 3, Zeresel is 4, Matzmel is 5, Barifu is 6, Noira Silas Adon Anifla is. So it's the 6th, according to some, it's the 8th. But be it as it may, from here we learn that the refuah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Klal Yisrael is a entirely different refuah, is a fundamentally different refuah, and everyone should be zoicha to Yeshua's refuah. We should be zoicha Shabbos, he Milizuk.
All participants are muted.
Shabbos hi Milizuk. Or Afua Kroivalavai. Oh, wow. Now you're back. And wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.